This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we haven't talked to her in a while because, I think right now she's actually on she's somewhere in God's country at elevation. Joining us now is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting here sort of bugged right now.
About?
The fact that they have cleared this cat that shot Ashley Babbitt. They're not telling us who he is. Ashley, it wouldn't have been so bad to me that they shot her if she hadn't been surrounded by police on the other side that were escorting her up the stairs.
The entire situation, top to bottom, is troublesome to me and has been since January 6th. And I'm hoping that we can, you and I, spread it out over the course of our next hour so that the listeners can understand why this is so disturbing, not only concerning Ashley Babbitt, but in the context of the past year and a half and questions of law enforcement, civilian accountability boards, and transparency.
Well, I mean, I guess the message we take away from this is that the people's house, if we go there, we're trespassing. Is that what we're, and we will be shot?
Yes. Listen, definitely, I think that is the message. If from no one else than acting USCP, United States Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman, in her testimony to Congress immediately following the events of January 6th. She was clear that USCP is authorized to use legal force, that she would see to it that the officers have fresh training so that there is no confusion during any future event as to the use of lethal force. So even just, if you will, on that one group of statements by her, I have already sent off a Freedom of Information request to the United States Capitol Police looking for various clarifications, including copies of their policies. So a fairly detailed two-page Freedom of Information request. I will give your listeners the spoiler alert, Bill, that I'm seeing reports that the USCP believes that it is exempt from the Freedom of Information law. So we will see what they come back with as their response to it, but at the least, I have taken Pittman's testimony and Pittman's written statement and done a detailed Freedom of Information request to try to force the issue of would they provide this basic information or not. Now that we have yesterday's announcement concerning their quote-unquote findings of exoneration of the officer, I can send a second USCP FOIA to try to also obtain those details. But yes, maybe you and I can even start with who is Ashley Babbitt, in case there is someone listening who isn't sure. You know, I tend to forget. I'm in a little bit of an insular world since January 6th. This is what I've been doing full time. And yesterday when I was out at a wonderful little local diner, I happened to make mention of my new book concerning the events of January 6th. And the person said, "What happened January 6th? At first, split second, I thought, okay, wow, I'm out in the general public, right? And with a refresher, with a prompt concerning the Capitol, the person was right there. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, how interesting. Okay, great. You know, but Ashley Babbitt, so 35 years old, at the time of going to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, she was living in the San Diego, California area, married to her second husband, Aaron. Ashley Babbitt, a veteran of the United States Air Force, serving approximately 14 years, served in Afghanistan, served in Iraq, did an assignment also to the UAE. Four younger brothers, both of her parents are alive. When you look at her, as the videos start, if you will, it's hard to believe she's 35. Right? I mean, she almost looks like a teenager. She's very small, short, lightweight, thin. I was trying to sort out whether her hair was in ponytails, right? Split ponytails, not even like a single ponytail. And, you know, there she is in the hallway with a number of other people facing three uniformed officers. So to your point, Bill, of where you started, you know, I guess the people's house is not the people's house. I have been saying for 7 months, when did that happen? You know, where is the law that says that? Where were the notices posted to the facility to say even stepping on Capitol grounds is illegal on that date? Even going into the building on that date is illegal. How do we know these things? As Americans, does that make any common sense, right? And to me, it still doesn't. You know, if I had been there on January 6th and been part of that protest, I would not have known that it was illegal. The three officers who she is facing in the hallway are saying nothing to their credit. They are standing very calm. 100% silent, wearing masks during the pandemic, hands at their sides, no weapons drawn. They're not giving any kind of notification. They're simply, if you will, standing with their backs to the doors of the hallway. On the other side of the doors, you can see through the glass, there's stacked up furniture. There is absolutely no indication that a firearm is about to be drawn and discharged in a crowd. So just start with the first argument. At the very least, as a matter of law, any person who would have taken out a firearm in that setting, to me, you've got reckless endangerment. As soon as that trigger is fired, you've got negligent homicide at the least. And when we go through that video over and over and over, the person who fired that shot has the arms fully extended. He is a right-handed shooter.
Yep.
He steps from a door frame with the intention of shooting into a crowd. His angle, his line of sight, is through that window, and he picks Ashley Babbitt as his target, with three police officers at that point having moved from having their backs to the door to having their backs to the wall behind her. So it's her, another physical body, three officers. The entire thing.
Hang on for me.
5 feet.
We'll pick it up on the other end, talking to Paloma Cabana. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We were talking to attorney at law Paloma Capana, and she was doing a moment by moment breakdown. Now, when you were talking about the dude when he popped out from playing whack-a-mole when he broke cover, and he wasn't he like at a 45-degree angle?
Yes. So he is inside the doors, immediately to the left, in another doorway. When you first see his firearm followed by his hands, followed by a bit of his wrist, you know, the thing that struck me initially about that video, nothing's changed in watching it, you know, a couple hundred times, is that it's a white shirt and a suit. He's not an officer in a uniform. He's a man in a suit. So, I mean, among the questions that I still have about January 6th is what role, what jurisdictions, USCP versus Secret Service versus DC Metro, both inside and outside the building. But what happens with the shooter, the right-handed shooter, is his firearm, his hand, his wrist comes out to shoot, and he has a problem with his gun. I think the magazine was not in properly, is my interpretation, because he has to take his left hand off, fiddle along the bottom as if the magazine had not been locked in place, and then put it back on the firearm. And in doing so, he then comes completely out of the door frame, so you can see the head, the face, the silhouette, you know, if you will. He picks his target and fires. And part of why I'm saying that we've got a reckless situation at the minimum is that you've got the safety glass, his selected target of Ashley Babbitt, and behind her, at best, part of one person, and three uniformed officers.
Didn't they go guns up?
A handgun. You do not discharge a handgun in that situation.
No.
You simply do not, right? Because you could have ended up with a through and through. You could have ended up missing Babbitt or grazing her neck and killing a police officer. And then we're where? Then we are, oh, no, the rioters did it. I mean, it's a super messy situation. And at that point, the video is clear. The hallway is 100% clear of anyone. So me, I'm still looking for, where's the ballistics report? I'm still looking for forensics. I'm still looking for an autopsy report. I'm looking for the DOJ, who in April said no civil rights violation. Instantly, quickly, and didn't release any official report, simply conclusions. And now USCP is saying justified use of force, and they won't give the name of the officer because the officer has already received specific and credible threats to his safety. Okay, so if the bad guys know the name of the officer, why can't the public? Right? I mean, if the officer is getting safety threats, then apparently his name is out to somebody. So is there a reason that we cannot understand the name of the officer, his record, his training, his years on the force? Has he discharged his firearm in the line of duty before? Right? Because the quotes from USCP are very specific, which, because I'm an attorney, always makes me then want to know the bigger question. Okay, he's never discharged his firearm at the Capitol. Great. Where else has he discharged it? Right? You know, and I'm not saying any of these questions by way of conspiracy theories. Right? I don't believe that an alien spaceship landed on top of the Capitol that day to make this craziness. I'm simply saying that these are routine matters that we have just spent a year and a half as a country going through riots, burning down government buildings, establishing free zones, having debates in various city and upward jurisdiction legislatures on police reform. And now you're going to tell me that the one person we would like to learn more about, we can't have any information.
Well, I mean, it definitely flies in the face of everything else they've been doing now, doesn't it? Because I mean, he shot a woman. I thought women were a protected class. I mean,
according to women, women don't even protect women. Where are the women's groups on this bill? And I thank you for throwing me that softball pitch, because that's the kind of thing that has me stomping up and down here on top of this 2,000-foot mountain where we own 100 acres, and I'm trying to do some zen, right, just remain calm at all times. But, you know, I feel a little bit more like I want to shout from the mountaintop, hypocrites. Because where are the women's groups on this? They're nowhere. They are exactly where they are on the fact that today, here in the state of New York, is the first day under the new leadership of Kathy Hochul. Governor Cuomo's term having come to its conclusion last night at 11:59 p.m. for what? Sexual misconduct with detailed 168-page report came out. 11 women detailed. And what else did this report find? At least 5 women with as many references in the report as Cuomo. But what did those women say? Oh, we're not going to resign. We only did a little bit on coaching him how to stay in office. So the women's groups who say our lives are worth as much apparently don't really mean what they're saying. What is the lesson to pull out of this? I mean, are we saying that because she was divorced and on her second husband, she wasn't worth enough? Are we saying that because she was a veteran who now there's a petition online, she shouldn't be permitted to have any military death benefits? I mean, that happened pretty quick after January 6th. The smear campaign against Ashley Babbitt has been one of the best, most rapidly orchestrated smear campaigns of an American since the 70s.
You know,
who I tie back to is Anime Aquash and the American Indian Movement.
Well, so. I want you to explain that when we get back. Explain the details of that particular incident when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. I would say plug the antique shop, but is it even open?
Just at the moment, I'm on top of the mountain. I'm on a book tour for my new book across the state of New York. And, wow, I tell you, it is great to be talking with people who are ready to do something to fight domestic terrorism legislation and the true political agenda coming out of January 6th.
We'll be right back talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
G7 leaders are working to avoid a humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. Leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, the United States, and the European Union calling for calm and restraint after an emergency meeting online. President Biden says he's sticking to his plan of an August 31st deadline to withdraw U.S. combat troops from Afghanistan. Texas Congressman and leading Republican of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Mike McCall, shares his concerns regarding that deadline on Fox News.
During the course of our classified briefing, the president made this decision, even though his own Secretary of State and Defense were saying we're going to get all Americans out of there and all of our Afghan partners. There's no way it's humanly possible by August 31st.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Now is not a good time to visit Hawaii. That's what Governor David Enge said on Monday. Enge asking all residents and visitors to restrict travel to and from Hawaii to essential activities only. According to Johns Hopkins University, the current 7-day rolling average in Hawaii is 59 new cases of COVID-19, while it's averaging 2 deaths a day. The FDA has another warning for people when it comes to treating coronavirus.
The FDA is asking people not to use an animal deworming medication as treatment for COVID-19. The FDA tweeting that people should not use the drug ivermectin to treat COVID, as the medication is used to treat and prevent parasites in animals like horses and livestock. The FDA says that besides not being proven to treat coronavirus, the drug can cause severe side effects in humans, including allergic reactions, seizures, and even death. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capana, and she was making a reference, and you had made that reference earlier, and I purposely did not look that up, simply because I want you to tell us about this comparison you're making.
Aname Aquash was a Mi'kmaq First Nation Indian from Nova Scotia, Canada, whose body was discovered at the Pine Ridge Reservation in the U.S. in 1976. She had been a very active participant in the American Indian Movement, or AIM, which time has shown us again and again had been infiltrated by the FBI. And the FBI used one of its very classic techniques within AIM, which was to sow seeds of paranoia and dissent and distrust among activist group members with each other. The initial autopsy said, oh, she died of exposure. A second autopsy done not long thereafter found a bullet lodged at the base of her skull in an execution-style gunshot wound. Initially, there was the position, oh, the body was unidentifiable. The FBI ordered her hands to be cut off from her body and sent off to Washington, D.C. for fingerprinting. I mean, it really is just a horrific story about the death of a woman that the women's movement in America has never taken any offense to or support of. And it wasn't until 2004 that Anime Akwash's body was finally released by the U.S. government to be returned home to her family. So you've got all these questions that still run around to this day. You know, the FBI has acknowledged, and Freedom of Information and various lawsuits and criminal trials, you know, that they planted the seed that she was an FBI informant when she wasn't, to create tension within the American Indian movement concerning her.
Right.
So, you know, you get this situation where here is Ashley Babbitt, who prior to January 6th, you know, is working, doing a pool supply company. And prior to that, some security at a nuclear facility in Maryland. And prior to that, you know, she's in USAF, right? 2004 until 2016, she's even awarded the Iraq Campaign Medal for spending at least 30 consecutive days or 60 non-consecutive days actually inside the border of Iraq as part of our mission. And now she somehow has become this highly disputed, highly politicized death, and there's nothing but smoke and mirrors. And once again, just like Anime Akwash, how long are we going to have to wait? 30 years, 40 years? You know, for basic information to come forward.
Well, I mean, heretofore, before this happened, right,
mm-hmm.
when Kavanaugh was up for confirmation, when they were holding hearings on that, they had people actively pounding on the doors, women actively pounding on the doors, because they had a rape claim where she couldn't tell him when, where, or how.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the day? Was it night? What room? What mm-hmm. house? None of that. And yet they showed up there and they were, you know, they were sort of, they were far more threatening of the people there, I would have thought, than they were on January the 6th.
We're looking at USCP. $500 million annual budget.
Right.
We're looking at an office that has only three persons constituting their entire oversight board and not a civilian among them. Those three persons being the Sergeant-at-Arms of the House, Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate, and Architect of the Capitol. Now, all three of those men did testify in the hearing in February and March before Congress. That was the first time since 1945 that those three men, those three holders of those positions, had testified before Congress at the same time. Also sitting there is the person who was chief of police, USCP, on January 6th, a man named Stephen Sund. Okay, collectively, these four men give a tremendous amount of very detailed testimony about January 6th. There is not a single question put to them about Ashley Babbitt's death. There is not a single sentence of testimony delivered during the hearing about Ashley Babbitt's death, and there's not a single sentence in their written testimony concerning Ashley Babbitt's death. That is how insignificant this woman is to the Congress of the United States of America, even. A United States citizen was shot and killed. Maybe she was and maybe she wasn't guilty of a crime. We will never know because Ashley Babbitt was not given the opportunity to stand trial to defend herself as to why was she in the Capitol in that place at that time. She was never indicted by a grand jury. She's never been charged. No evidence has been presented. The government has not satisfied any burden of proof. She was simply selected as the target and killed on January 6th, 7 months later. We not only have no accountability, we have an attorney for the officer, an attorney named Mark Schammel, calling his client a hero.
A lifesaver.
Yeah.
Right? He saved lives.
But we equally will never know that because we have no testimony from anybody on either side of that door concerning the events of January 6th. The officer was not called to testify to Congress. We do not even know his name.
Right.
The people who were on, if you will, Ashley Babbitt's side of the door, not a single person who has either been charged or not charged, but was inside the Capitol on January 6th, was called to testify. The three officers with their back to the doors, who in unison, without any spoken word to each other, move from having their back to the door to their back to the wall. So I'm assuming they're on an earpiece. That would simply have made sense to me, right? So they're told, step aside. That's what logic dictates, basis the actions, and out steps your shooter, who acts as the judge and the jury, and executes Ashley Babbitt. We have guys in Guantanamo Bay who have had how many years and how many lawyers and how much taxpayer money, but stations like CNN and MSNBC think nothing of saying that Ashley Babbitt, essentially, in sum and substance, deserved what she got because she was there.
Tell everybody how to find the book.
2ampatriots.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. It's now out anywhere you'd like to find it. The book is The Events of January 6, 2021, What Impact? The Second Amendment Movement.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. So are you at 2,000 feet or at 3,000 feet? I thought you were at 3,000 feet.
2,000.
Okay. I still 2, up there. I still up
yes.
there.
Yes. It is. You know, we have views that span off about 60 miles. And because our 100-acre farm is the entire top of the mountain, you know, depending on where you're hiking, you've got views in 360 degrees. And it's just lovely at night. You can hear the coyotes calling to each other across the various peaks and valleys. And two nights ago, we had some, probably inside of 100 yards easy, who realized that we were here and sent up their song.
Yeah.
Bill's not liking that.
Well, I mean, you know. I'm still the whole thing when you said the softball question I asked you, because
yes.
You have a level of expertise on a couple of things that I'm not really even pitching. I'm just reaching out in the dark trying to find some moment where you can make sense for me as to what some of these things that happened, because from everything I know about Congress and about the execution of the operation of Congress, mm-hmm. There's never been a moment when they said there couldn't be somebody in Congress on a day when they're certifying an election result.
And I think perhaps the best argument of how could any of us possibly have known that is they were running it live on how many channels, right? So the United States Senate could have invoked Rule 21 and made a motion for secrecy, right, in the chambers. They didn't do that, and of course they shouldn't have done that. I'm simply saying, you know, it's not that they don't have a procedure available to themselves to shut themselves off from the world, but, you know, we're watching it live on how many channels? The gallery is empty. Why is the gallery empty? I don't know. I mean, go see it. The law allows for the Electoral College process, the counting process, to be completed within a period of 5 days. Congress had it scheduled for one day. Two sets of objections had been completed. There were still five more states, and after they reconvened at approximately 8 p.m. that night, after the building was cleared, the other objections were never finished. So So you need both a member of the House and a member of the Senate to actually make your objection, to lodge it properly, and then to have your debate and discussion and so forth. And although there had been two properly raised prior to the Capitol breach, after the Capitol is deemed secured and, you know, go ahead, proceed, Congress was not focused on its job. The members were not focused on completing the business of laying the record of objection to several more of the state's Electoral College pieces. Now, not that I want to spin any conspiracy theory, but if I was going to write a novel as opposed to a research paper, right, if I was going to take the path of like a Tom Clancy and write a novel set on January 6th, where I would have set the plot is what happened to the electoral ballots during those 7 hours. There's an actual official box made out of mahogany. I've looked it up, even the dimensions, and we've studied it. And Kevin, who, my Kevin, is a woodworker, we're going to make a trip specifically to Washington, D.C. to see the box. The ballots were in there. Well, the box walks out. You know, I happen to be watching just the right channel, but the box walks out of the chamber. How about that for a question of the accounting? Wouldn't that be so much easier than actually jerry-rigging national election results in terms of voter total? Anyway,
well,
it's just a thought to give our, just to give the listeners a moment of levity, right? Because there really are incredibly serious questions that are raised concerning January 6th. We may start to get some answers on the legal front September 8th. So everyone does need to tune in September 8th. Judge Maeda will be issuing rulings concerning some motions to dismiss several of the charges, including this bogus obstruction of Congress charge that the U.S. DOJ has placed against several individuals that they are tagging as oath keepers. So motions have been flying around, answering papers, reply papers, and so forth. So September 8th, the public should also be aware the proceedings are available for you to dial in on your telephone. You can listen to the proceedings in the courtroom, and I would encourage people to do so. Hugely illuminating. The most recent piece that I listened to was the bail bond hearing for Joseph Hackett. He would be, quote-unquote, oath keeper number 20 that they have charged so far. He was released from pretrial hold on Monday. DOJ has been changing its narrative the whole way along. The new narrative, what they were pitching in Judge Maeda's courtroom on Monday, is that he was radicalized. Sitting listening to the hour of this hearing, I swore I was listening to charges against someone in Guantanamo Bay.
Have you,
right.
I'm curious because you've been looking at this whole thing. They've been talking about oath keepers.
Yeah.
Have you seen the poll that came out of, I believe, USA Today, where they're talking about the armed, there's been supposedly 600 and something armed protests, and the Proud Boys and the Three Percenters and the oath keepers. In those, they're the ones holding the protest, which I've never seen an oath keeper. I've never seen an oath keeper in the flesh. I've never seen one. I mean,
oh wow, okay.
They don't walk around wearing a hat saying I'm an oath keeper. They actually sort of secret squirrel about that. Well,
in New York they do.
In most
a lot
other places,
of oath keepers in New York.
But I mean, when they showed up in Ferguson. You know, there was four oath keepers. Now, those oath keepers, that when they showed up strapped. They weren't out there with signs or anything. They showed up in plate carriers. They had weapons. They were very courteous. They spoke with everyone. They did nothing. And very shortly after that, I think like the next night, nobody showed up in Ferguson.
Right.
But they're really going after the oath keepers for some reason. They're going after all these things. And in the meantime, there was like 35 supposed Antifa and BLM non-armed protests where nothing happened because they're so nice. They're so cute and fuzzy. So it's quite the narrative they're trying to build for themselves, but it is definitely... I don't even have enough time to ask you this. So I'm going to ask you the question, and maybe you could come back later on this week or maybe next week. So here's the question.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
In 2024, After we've after Schumer is crying in his oatmeal because he's no longer the leader of the Senate. Nancy Pelosi has taken her big gavel and gone home. And Joe Biden now gets to watch the Matlock marathons all the time because either President Trump is back or President DeSantis is now in the seat. Should we go after all of this malfeasance full bore? And if so, how? You don't have time to answer that. I want you to mull that one over as you sit there at 2,000 feet above sea level on your book tour.
I'll give you the teaser, though. The teaser would be, I become White House counsel, and I begin by an investigation of the U.S. DOJ.
I like it. I like the whole idea. I would like to be your driver. I just want to be your driver. That's all I want. I don't have to advise you. I don't want to be a confidant or anything. I just want to be your driver.
Yeah, you want to hear everything I say off air, right?
Yes, right. That's exactly right. I just want to be on the inside. So thank you very much, and my regards
thank
to your
you,
family
Bill.
That you're out there with, and good luck on the book tour one more time. How do they find the book?
2ampatriots.com and wherever books are sold.
Paloma Capana, attorney at law and antique dealer when she's down south in beautiful Beaufort, North Carolina, where the roadblocks have been taken up and you can both leave and go into town now. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.